A bad day for your ego is a great day for your soul. And that is the thought for today. Welcome to 7 Good Minutes. I'm Clyde Lee Dennis. Thanks for joining me for what I believe will be 7 of the most enriching minutes of your day. In today's episode of 7 Good Minutes, we learn how to live a better life by defeating your ego. Enjoy.
Let's talk a little bit about what ego is. I'm sure you've heard about it. I'm sure you've heard people talking about the problems that the ego can cause for you. You've probably heard about ego death. You've probably heard about both positive and negative sides of ego. So let's talk about ego, and specifically, let's talk about how you can understand this concept and relate it to success and personal development, how to get more success in your life by understanding ego. All right, so what is ego? Ego is basically that aspect of yourself that you consider you. So that is when I say you and I say your name and you think, yeah, that's me. That is ego. Ego is basically your self-image of who you are. So ego is a complex construct in your mind. It's sitting both at the conscious and very, very deep subconscious level. So ego is that I that you think you are. It's the thoughts and the emotions that you are identified with. It's the beliefs that you think are rock solid and completely true. It's what you think reality is like. So that whole construct, and it is a very big and deep construct. It's like a gigantic iceberg. And only the tip of it, like the 10% of it is sticking out of the water. And the other 90% are all submerged and really you don't know what they are. It's just operating, it's just working. So the ego is you, and the ego has a couple of features that it does. So the ego, the fundamental thing that the ego does is that it separates itself from everything else that's out in the world. So if you're coming from the ego, and this is 99.999% of people, including myself, is what you do is you say, okay, this is me, and everything else you look at as not you, right? That desk is not you. That other person is not you. That other country is not you. So you are very distinct. You are just your mind and your body, this skin that you've got, and everything beyond your skin is something else. So you have that very clear separation. This is something that you get as a biological entity, as an organism who needs to survive and depends on survival and reproduction. And so we as a species, and really every living organism, has a sense of this sense of I-ness, the sense of this is me, this is what's really, really important, and the other stuff, not so important. Sure, you can love your spouse, and you can love your kids, and you can love the business that you built, and you can even love your iPod or your iPhone, but there's still a big difference between that and really being identified with yourself. So the ego is that identification with yourself. Now, why are we even talking about ego? What's the big deal? Okay, so it seems that this is kind of an intuitive notion. Well, the problem there is that the ego is very clingy, and the ego is very self-preservational. And so what it does, especially if you're trying to get to higher levels of achievement and success and consciousness in your life, is that the ego tends to hold you back because it's got a lot of inertia and weight to it. And it doesn't always want to go out there and explore reality for what it really is. Because what's happened is that ego has been built up, regardless of how attached you are to yourself right now. The fact is that you and your notion of you is highly, highly illusory and fictitious. And I know you don't want to hear that. And I don't want to hear it. The ego doesn't want to hear it. But it's a very arbitrary way in which the ego came about. It just came about through the experiences that you had in your early childhood and then early adulthood all the way up to now. And every experience that you had through your whole life from birth to this current day, this current second, has added something to your ego. And what it's created is this giant yarn ball of all these different strands, all tightly interwoven. And now it's like an object. It's like a thing. It's got its own mass to it. And it's hard to reorganize that. It's hard to go in there and pull a strand out and create something actually useful out of it, something that's going to get you a better level of performance. And so that's what a lot of personal development is about working with your ego. Because if your ego is too big, and that's what we say when we say someone, oh, someone, yeah, he's got a really big ego. What does that usually mean? That means, yeah, he's a jackass. He's stubborn. He's not open-minded, right? And that's kind of what it is, but that's very surface-level understanding of ego. A much deeper understanding of ego is that you've got these beliefs, and you've got this big network, this ball of yarn, and that is responsible for all your behaviors, all your actions, all your beliefs, all your thoughts. And this is a very arbitrary thing. Even though we think that this is so precious that we can't change it, that if we changed our most cherished beliefs, then something horrible would happen, the world would collapse. And in reality, what happens is that the world would not collapse. Only your ego would collapse. And what would happen is that your ego would evolve to a higher level of consciousness, to a new state. And in that new state, if you do this process correctly, then that ego will be lessened. It will be less judgmental. It will have less boundary between itself and the rest of the world. It'll be more calm. It'll be less neurotic. It'll be more comfortable, and it'll be in a position to perform better.
Please keep in mind, this is about half of the entire presentation. If you're up for a treat, you should definitely listen to the whole thing. You can do so by clicking the link labeled View the Full Video on YouTube in the show notes. So that does it for this episode of 7 Good Minutes. Until next time, let's be civil to one another out there. Thanks for listening.